Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. Coming up on 22 years, we've been hanging out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Tiana Lawrence, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She is the blockchain expert extraordinaire. She wrote the book Blockchain for Dummies, which I have devoured and continue to devour. You will too. Folks, buy this book. I promise you, you will thank me later when you buy the book. And start from the beginning and go forward. You'll uncover so many things. Even if some of the things that you read in there you don't understand, every day that goes by, if you continue to study, you'll see this. Because, Tiana, a big part of the future of the marketplace is going to be riding on blockchain. I want you to talk to us about what you think, how you are seeing blockchain already being used, either on or very nearly connected to Main Street, and what you think will be coming at us that we haven't seen yet. What do you think?
Well, some of the other uses of blockchain, because it's really a record-keeping system that lets you track what happened when and who did it. And so these systems are being built up for things like supply chain management, which can be great for basically if you have to have a recall, instead of recalling a whole batch of, like, spinach, for example, because you're worried about a coli breakout, you could really drill down to the specific supplier and get at issues more efficiently. Walmart has been experimenting with that specific use case. And there's other companies, out of South Africa that have also been doing supply chain, but for diamonds. So they could basically track the source of diamonds so that you don't have human trafficking and other horrible incidences.
Yeah. And folks, when she talks about record keeping, these are digital records that have not only the record of the item, of the object or the security or whatever it may be that's chronicling, recording, but also steps that can be taken if this, then that, right? I mean, you can actually install on it digital instructions that will take digital steps that will either alert you to certain things or transactions that can happen off of it, like a smart contract, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we start thinking about building inefficiencies, these sort of rote tasks that people used to have to do manually, like check financial records or supply chain records manually, can now be done with a computer. It's just the further digitization of our life and our work. And so some of these mind-numbing tasks can now be done with more confidence. Because the difference between just using a regular Excel spreadsheet and building a script against that is that these records can't be changed. But once data has been written into it, it becomes a permanent record.
Right.
And you can also sign this information in a very secure way that can't be forged easily, that lets you say who did what when, which lets you trace back and create reputation for different entities, whether it's a person or a thing. One of the projects that I'd worked on with the Department of Homeland Security was for IoT devices. Those are cameras and ground sensors.
Right.
And being
Internet
able to
things.
Prove that none of the data had been tampered with. Exactly. Which is important, because you don't want somebody to take out camera data.
There was a time when small businesses had to come up to speed on barcoding. They had to be able to manage their inventory as a supply chain participant with barcoding. We all had to ramp up for that. blockchain is going to be similar to that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to take things like barcoding and take it to the next level. That then just gets recorded in what could be either a more private shared network,
right,
that your competitors can't see, or on a public network that everyone can interact with.
But really, these are going to be things that your customers, your upstream customers, are going to be requiring you to become proficient at, like converting, like being able to be blockchain, barcode ready. You're going to have to be blockchain ready, folks. This is why we're spending so much time on this and why you should buy the book, Blockchain for Dummies. I promise you it will help you. You won't be a dummy the next time one of your customers asks you about blockchain. Hey, Tiana, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I would love to. Thank you.
Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.